prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
This is the Hagmann and Hagmann Report for today. Folks, we're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. I want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast tonight. Thanks for listening, whether it be on Global Star, on Blog Talk Radio, or right here on YouTube Live. We've got a special treat for you tonight. First time for Dr. Ted Brower on video. Folks, I am just so excited. You gotta check this out. This is, Dr. Brower is actually seated in his office. This is not a green screen, not backdrop. I mean, not a fake backdrop. This is his office. In fact, he gave us a tour right before the show. Great place, great digs. At any rate, folks, just want to remind everyone we broadcast live each every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network, BTR as well, and of course on YouTube Live. Now, don't forget, we've got two different websites. We've got HagmannReport.com. There you'll find the news information analysis in prep for the show. And Hagmann and Hagmann.com, that's where you'll find the show and the different venues. And, folks, you can follow us on our social networking platforms, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, well, for as long as you can. And I, of course, have my own presence on social networking, both Facebook and Twitter. Just a heartfelt thanks for everyone tuning in, and to let you know that we are thinking and praying for you, for each one of you, for during this holiday season, this Christmas season. Merry Christmas, a couple of days out from that event, and of course, just another week or so, a little bit more than a week before we change the calendars to 2017. Interesting how the headlines are just flying in here. We've got, of course, ISIS publishing a list of upwards of 10,000 U.S. churches to attack during the Christmas season. Anyone who thinks that this is not a religious war, get your head out of your bottom there and understand it is. And then you've got just a tremendous number of headlines taking place. But you know what? Rather than take time up with that, Dr. Ted Brower, of course, always a crowd pleaser, in living color. Don't adjust your sets. We're going to be giving a lot of video time to Dr. Brower here. As a matter of fact, not on us, but on Dr. Brower, because he has got a lot of information to pass along to us, from geopolitical to the domestic to the nutritional. We're going to cover the gamut tonight. So Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. By the way, folks, healthmasters.com. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by healthmasters.com, and also the promo code. Write this down. It's actually in the program description. Huh. It's in the program description. See, we are good. Doug Five and Dr. Brower will explain what that's about. But at any rate, folks, healthmasters.com is his website. Tune in or check in with healthmasters.com, and also sign up for his newsletter. It's an amazing, man. So much. I've learned so much this week alone from his newsletter. Dr. Ted Brower, thanks for coming on, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for the great introduction. And hello, everybody. Those of you guys who haven't seen me on YouTube or on videos or haven't got any of my book covers, this is actually how I look. I'm 61 years old. And no, I don't color my hair. That's always the next question. And yes, it is my hair. It's not a wig. It's not a toupee.
You know, I'm telling you, I asked him that because I was wondering about it because mine's gray, you know. And okay, so yeah, you don't color your hair at all, man. That's pretty cool.
Now, the B vitamins and the zinc really keep the hair a good color.
Yeah.
Zinc, B vitamins. I take a really high quality zinc and a really high quality B vitamin later, which pretty much keeps your hair the same color. In fact, we've had a lot of people who have gray hair actually turn it back to their normal color by taking our supplements. So that works real, real well. But that's not why we're here. First of all, I want to wish you Merry Christmas. That's number one, and a happy holiday season. And I hope and pray that you continue to enjoy this holiday season as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just want to do a show tonight that's going to give everybody hope and make people realize that there's some things that we can do from a spiritual standpoint, from a Christian standpoint, from a prayer standpoint, to put a halt on a lot of this mess that's going on in the world. And we're going to be going into interdimensional frequencies tonight. We're going to be talking about interdimensional demons. We're going to be going into all kinds of detail on what can be done from a nutritional standpoint to really get you through the holidays without having to deal with depression. So we've got a lot of stuff happening. If I have some flickering of my lights, I've got like three screens here in front of me that are all lit up at once, and some of them are turning off and on at random. So if I have to turn them back on, let me know. If I get dark on you, then that's okay. But first of all, I want you to know that we have hope in Christ Jesus. And a lot of people don't realize that, but we have to understand that, because we don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Now, for those of you who listen to my show every day on Global Star from 3 to 4, also every evening after the Hagman broadcast, I have a show from 10 until 11 Eastern Time. In fact, our show from 3 to 4 is aired again after the Hagman show every single day. So if you like what we're saying tonight, you want to learn some more information, we can go into some more detail. We cover a lot more of the geopolitical stuff on our show every day because it's only 1 hour long. We really don't have a time on our show to do these long discourses like we're going to do with Doug tonight as far as discussing, you know, how the earth was created, except I do a little bit out of my show. And the other day I did a show on the blood of Christ, which was phenomenal. Doug actually featured that on his website. Thank you, Doug. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, but I don't want to go into detail with that because that will take a whole hour by itself. And it's very important. So that's why I want you to go back and watch it from a couple weeks ago. But I want to share with you just a few things. Excuse me while I put my glasses on, because if I can figure out how to read, if I had good lighting in here, I could read pretty good. First of all, this is going to be some challenging information tonight, but it's going to be a message of hope, as I mentioned earlier. Tonight, I'm going to go deep into the world of the planetary rulers. Now, I'm talking about the real rulers here who are running the planet, and I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the things that go bump in the night. We're going to do that tonight. And not only are we going to discuss their control, but who controls them? Who controls the planetary rulers and who controls them? But also, remember, we need to make sure that we don't operate in fear, but we operate in the realization that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm sorry, Doug, did you say something? I missed it.
No, I didn't at all. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm hearing things. So tonight, don't get overwhelmed, but realize that you've been bought with a price and you've been called according to God's purpose for your life. Some Christians and New Agers believe that you shouldn't discuss some of these topics that I'm going to discuss with you guys tonight because they are negative or because they are not specifically mentioned in the Bible. Well, guys, remember this. The Bible doesn't talk about satellites. The Bible doesn't talk about automobiles. The Bible doesn't talk about rocket ships or scalar waves or weapons. But nevertheless, we have all of those available. It certainly doesn't talk about telephones or the technology we're using tonight to come into your living room. So we can't pretend like this technology is not real. And we can't pretend like if the Bible doesn't mention it, it doesn't mean it's not real or it's not relevant, because much of it is very real and very relevant. Some people also say that some of these topics are negative and that we shouldn't talk about them. Well, here's the thing. Knowledge isn't negative. It's just information. But facts can be horrific. I will agree with you on that. The problem is if we don't discuss the facts or the physics behind these facts or what's causing these things to happen, we can't properly determine the purpose or the course of our actions. I remember I had a dear friend of mine. His name was Jim Rohn. You know, may he rest in peace now. He's a good man, a good motivational teacher. In fact, you can watch a lot of his motivational training tapes on YouTube. Now, what's interesting about this is Jim Rohn used to say things like people come to him and say, we should never mention the negative. You shouldn't talk about the negative. You should ever broadcast things that are negative. You should only be mentioning positive things all the time. Well, the problem with that is if we pretend like something's not negative, we pretend like it's really great, we can't really address it. Let me give you an example. If you've got a field that's a complete and total garden of weeds, and you say, well, I think that that's a beautiful garden, you know, they may come and take you away, because what's happening is they don't want you to, if you really believe that it's a.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug. Doug, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't know what you're hearing, Ted, but.
I'm hearing feedback. I hear somebody talking to you in the background.
No, you know what? We're hearing that too, and I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I thought you were trying to say something to me.
No.
So I'll ignore it from now on. So what happens is when you have a garden of weeds, you've got to call it a garden of weeds. Now, it can be a beautiful garden, but right now it's a garden of weeds. So you have to realize that you can't just pretend like it's a beautiful garden. You've got to get to work to make it a beautiful garden. That's what we're talking about tonight. There's all kinds of things that we have to address as Christians that most Christians don't want to address because they're quote-unquote negative, or they're not in the Bible, or they're not going to help us. Well, they're all going to help us tonight. We're going to tell you how we can change a whole lot of stuff. Because remember, guys, calling a garden of weeds isn't negative. It's just a statement of fact. First, we need to understand what we are dealing with. This battle is not a battle of flesh and blood. It is not that. It's basically a battle in the unseen realms. I mean, In Ephesians 6:12, it says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, what's interesting about that, let me use that, say that in today's vernacular. And I'm not trying to change the scripture. Don't do that, okay? I'm just saying, let's put that in the words that we're talking about tonight. It's not scripture, but just part of what we're going to cover tonight. Here's how I would phrase it in today's vernacular. "For we wrestle not against human beings, but against interdimensional beings who rule the world and who rule this world and through their spiritual wickedness. For we wrestle not against human beings, but against interdimensional beings who rule this world and against their spiritual wickedness." And see, I was trying to do that without my glasses on. I couldn't see my own handwriting. Sorry about that. But that's what we have here. We have a group of individuals or entities that are basically running the planet that we can't see. And that's the Bible. It's calling us out and it's telling us these things are happening, but a lot of us don't want to believe that because we can't quite get a grasp on that because the church has told us that interdimensional entities or demons or angels and none of this stuff is real anymore, and it's simply not true. None of this stuff has been done away with.
Yeah, you know, Ted, if I can just throw myself in here just momentarily, now I'm talking to you. And folks, think of what Pastor David Langford talks about in the spiritual. Well, Ted is talking exactly, giving the same information, essentially, but he's talking in the scientific realm. So you've got the spiritual from Pastor Langford and others, and now Dr. Ted is delivering to you the scientific. And to me, it's a marvel. I mean, I love hearing this because it makes sense to me, and it balances out the spiritual and the physical. Go ahead, sir.
Well, this week I have a very dear friend of mine that I've known her for years, and she has a huge alternative news website online. And we were talking, and I started talking to her about the physics of salvation and the physics about the blood of Christ that we covered on your show a few weeks ago, and I covered on my show a few weeks ago. And she started saying, wait a minute, because this girl was raised in a New Age household by atheist parents. She basically was married to a Jewish fellow who didn't believe in anything. He was a total atheist. Now she's divorced and single. And I started giving her the physics behind what's going on. Now, she's like a Mensa candidate. She's brilliant, genius. Well, genius. Absolutely one of the smartest people I've ever spoken to. Ivy Leaguer. Actually went to to one of the top schools. I believe she went to Brown. And I started talking to her about the physics of salvation and the physics of the blood of Christ and interdimensional warfare and all the things that are going on. And she started agreeing me with everything. And I said, well, here's the thing. What we don't get is this. When we become a Christian, because we're an energy field, we're just like a hologram. Let's call us a hologram, but for a better word. And we're a being of energy. Now, that's what the physicists say we are. And I could read you multiple verses and multiple articles about that. But what's interesting about this is when I started giving her the physics of what was going on and who we are and how Christ's blood restores us and restores our DNA through the healing frequency of God Almighty, and we become synchronous. Our frequencies become synchronistic with God through the Holy Spirit, through Christ, through the blood of Jesus. She said, wow, that makes sense. There's actually hope. We actually have hope. I said, yeah, we do have hope, because all of these other teachers, and I like some of the guys like David Icke and those other guys, but they're not Christians. And they actually downplay Christianity because the only version of Christianity they know is what they were taught either through the Catholic Church or through their school systems, and they really haven't gotten into the deep word of the scripture, so they downplay all of this. Well, the reason they downplay is because they don't know the truth of who Jesus Christ is. So when I explained that to her, she said, well, it's kind of like we have a Christ mindset, like a Christ energy field. And I said, yeah, you can kind of call it that, in which we become synchronistic with that through the Holy Spirit, through salvation. And I said, would you like to do that? She goes, well, yeah. And so I took her through the sinner's prayer. She sent me an email a little bit later, and she says, you know, Ted, for the first time in my whole life, I feel a complete and total peace that's come over me. And I sent her I believe it's in Philippians, about how we have this peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's the same peace that when Donald Trump was going for the election on November the 8th, I watched a couple hours of a movie, never turned the election on because I wasn't going to be put into a negative state, and went to bed at 10 o'clock because I knew he was going to win. Next morning, I woke up to see the final results because I wanted to see how many states he had taken to win, and I found out he had won. It's that type of faith. It's that type of peace that we can have to go to bed and know that our Lord reigns, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and frequency and prayer and work and the blood of Jesus is still the same. We can still maintain synchronicity with God Almighty through Christ. Now, you say, well, those are kind of hard words to understand. Well, the truth is, it's not really hard words to understand. They're just different words. It's kind of like a mechanic. If you're an automobile mechanic, which I love to work on my own cars, I used to, I could actually understand what they were doing, and I would change my own plugs and change my own oil and do all the things back like that in high school and college. You know, I could do all kinds of stuff on my car. I had a 73 Monte Carlo. I kept that thing running. And every once in a while, I would take it to a mechanic and have to have something else done to it, like a new transmission. Well, the whole thing about it is, it wasn't that he was smarter than me or I was smarter than him. We just had different skill sets. Now, he'd tear that transmission apart like it was yesterday, but he'd done it 1,000 times, and I'd be looking at it like, wow, I'm glad I'm not trying to do that. Well, that's the same thing that we have to learn, is that we have certain skill sets, certain things we need to learn and understand, and one of them is on the about the unseen realms, about how we could actually be a better Christian and a better person and be more effective on our witness to Christ if we understand a little bit about the physics of how our salvation actually works, not to discount it as a miraculous thing of God, because that's exactly what it is. But there are a lot of physical things that we can talk about, especially now that we know about quantum mechanics, that ties it all together with salvation. So I think this is pretty cool stuff. Well, let's go back onto this. First, we need to understand that we are not dealing with a battle of flesh and blood, but we're against these forces and these unseen realms. Many teachers and pastors and alternative news people don't want to go down these rabbit holes. They only want to investigate events and not the real reason about the events occurring, or who or what orchestrated the events. We saw this with the election. Nobody wants to go down the rabbit hole when they started talking about soul cooking. The mainstream media didn't want to touch it. They didn't want to put a 20-foot pole to it. They didn't want a boom mic to it. They weren't going there because the next question will be is, why are they doing this and who are they doing this to? See, nobody wants to go down that rabbit hole. Well, we're going to go down that rabbit hole tonight, so we're going to cover a lot of stuff. So you guys stay tuned, because in the next hour or so, we're going to cover a lot of this stuff. I've got 24 pages of fresh notes just for the show. Our spirit is capable of so much more through Jesus and is so powerful that people cannot conceive we have been given. It's time we opened our eyes and we realized that if we were to work at the aggregate as believers, that there would literally be nothing that we could not do or accomplish through prayer and action. My grandmother had a plaque that she actually burned. I need to show it to you now that I've got Skype. I didn't bring it out here tonight. I don't think it's here. But I'll try to find it during the break. And the plaque said, Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie, Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. So now my German friends that are listening, they'll say, wow, I sort of understand that, but he's got a really wicked American accent with his German, kind of a southern German drawl. What that means, there's two principal foundations of life that can never be broken. The first one is prayer. The second one is work. We've got to work like it's all up to us, but we've got to pray like it's all up to God. And in other shows, I've gone into detail on how we're supposed to pray. Never pray in the negative. Never say to dear Lord, please don't kill me today. I mean, what the heck does that even mean? What's God supposed to do with that? Since we're speaking into this energy field that we live in, this thing that we call planet Earth, speak what you want to have happen. Father, protect me today. I station angels around me. I plead the blood of Christ over me, Lord. And I put a hedge of thorns around me for your divine protection. Don't ask him not to kill you today. Then what's he supposed to ask you next? Should I kill you tomorrow? How about the next day? Never pray in the negative. Never pray that things bad, that bad things are going to happen to you. Only pray that you're going to walk into the divine protection of Christ. That's really, really important. And one more thing. It's really important that if you decide that someone wants to give you a parking lot prayer or a parking lot prophecy, it's really important to watch what they pray to make sure it's not negative. And if it's negative, you got to step away and say, I'm not going to receive that. I bind that in the name of Jesus. Yes, be that bold. Be that bold. When you don't agree with something, don't pray it. The same thing with responsive reading in churches. When a pastor says, say after me, my next response is, well, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? I don't know what you're going to say. And so, Doug, this is the truth. I always listen to everything that he says first. And if I agree with it, then I speak it.
Sure.
Because remember, when we speak words, when we have thoughts, when we pray, we create energy waves. And those energy waves literally shape the physical reality that we live in. The quantum physicists have taught us that. That's why the Bible tells you that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Don't start doing things and saying things that are negative to your well-being and to your family's well-being just because somebody else tells you to speak it.
Exactly. And Ted, if I could just interject something. This is so timely because Pastor Langford was on last night on our program, and we were talking about prayer and the power of prayer. And, you know, it's interesting how many people actually pray, but they don't believe that their prayers are going to be answered. You know, I mean, I'm not talking, we're not talking about spurious, you know, prayers, but prayers for health or for whatever. And it's interesting to me that, that, you know, a lot of people don't believe that their prayers will be answered. So the mental state as well is so important. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to throw that in there because I think it's really interesting, the dynamic here, the program dynamic that we're seeing. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'll give you another thing with Pastor Langford that you can use. And a very dear friend of mine, Pastor David Crank, told me this one time. Because I checked him years and years ago. I checked him one time. He said from the pulpit, I'm not dumb enough to believe that. And I said to him after the sermon, I said you weren't dumb enough to believe it. Well, how dumb are you? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you just said you were dumb, but you weren't dumb enough. And I said, that's pretty negative, David. I said, that's a really negative statement. How about I'm too smart to believe that? Okay. And here's what you need to do.
Good point.
And you think, well, it's just words. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Here's the thing. Every time you say anything, every time you have a conversation with anybody, put a comma at the end of the last sentence that you said and go, and that's the way I want it to be. I can do all things through Christ because that's the way I want it to be. Mm. I feel absolutely great today because this is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it because that's the way I want it to be. My footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And that's the way I want it to be. God has supernatural favor for me. And that's the way I want it to be. See, that's how you have to pray. If every statement that comes out of your mouth is followed with a comma, and that's the way I want it to be, you're going to change very quickly what you say and how you act. Because all of a sudden you're speaking negative stuff about you, about your family, about your friends, about your life, about your career, about the car you drive, everything. You start talking negative, okay? Because that's the way you want it to be. So guys, always check yourself like that. Before you speak something negative, always ask, is that really the way I want it to be? Because when you speak those words, you create physical reality. The quantum physicists have taught us that with their slit experiments. Now, I remember years ago, Doug, I think what, 3 years ago when I first met you, or 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago now, I remember the first time I came on your show and I started talking about quantum mechanics and multidimensional universes and how we create our own physical reality through consciousness. And you were kind of like, man, this is some weird stuff. And you know what, though? Now everybody's talking about it because now the reality is upon us that we're being connected into an artificial intelligence. And I'm going to talk about that just a little bit more. So let me go ahead and read some more of this stuff here. Our spirit is capable of so much more. The government and corporations are not the cause of the problems that we are facing in the United States, though they are contributing factors. The leaders in most cases are just puppets. I call them sock puppets for Lucifer personally, who are basically regularly replaced. In this corporate structure, you see the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Committee of 300, the International Bankers, the Vatican, the Masons, etc. These groups do exert considerable control over the worldly systems, but they are not in control. They are the high levels beyond that, as it said in the beginning. The Creator God created the heavens and the earth, but something happened. There was basically a coup d'etat attempted in heaven. And Lucifer and his fallen angel buddies were cast out with about a third of the angels. Now let's stay here for just another minute. Russ Dizdar talks about how there are different types of angels. I love that when he did that on the Power Hour with me when I interviewed him there when I was the guest host, you know, the sub host for the Power Hour when Joyce was sick. And he says there's many different types of angels. There's not just one type of angel. Now you say, well, what does that mean? Well, God doesn't have to have our permission to create a species. He didn't have to have our permission if he wants to make a different kind of fish or a duck or a bird or a dog or whatever. He didn't have to ask us that. If he wants to make these same species on another planet, he can do that too. The Earth is kind of like a repository of all these different DNA species and all these different things that he's produced. He really likes our planet. It was the Garden of Eden. I mean, he really wanted to commune with man here who was created in his image. So he kind of like, in Germany you would say Meisterwerk, which would be his masterpiece that he did on this planet until basically it was hijacked by these demons and these fallen angels. Now, here, let's look. I agree with Russ. We need to realize that Yahweh doesn't need our permission to create different species of anything or anywhere. As Christians, this shouldn't be a big stretch because the Bible is filled with encounters of interdimensional beings with the angels. So why is such a big taboo for most Christians to talk about this? Well, this is because of entrenched dogma. We have been taught we are alone in the universe because that's what our parents were taught, though that's not what the Bible teaches. Bernard Carr from Queen Mary University says it this way: our consciousness interacts with another dimension. Now we know that's true because of physics now and scalar waves. our physical sensors only show us a three-dimensional universe. What exists in the higher dimensions are entities we cannot touch with our physical sensors. We need to realize, as I've covered in previous shows, that our DNA is a coiled helix Tesla receiving sending unit that transmits via longitudinal and scalar waves interdimensionally. We are basically a bio antenna that through frequencies and light photons are connected through quantum entanglement interdimensionally to God himself, to the throne room if we're Christians. So that's what we are. Now I'm going to repeat that because that's kind of a mouthful. Okay. We need to realize, as I've covered in previous shows, our DNA is a coiled helix, basically a Tesla receiving sending unit that transmits via longitudinal and scalar waves interdimensionally. We are basically a bio antenna that through frequencies and light photons are connected through quantum entanglement interdimensionally. Now you say, well, what does that even mean? Well, here's what it means. Sometimes you decide you pick up a telephone, you dial a number. And when you pick up the phone to dial the number, the person you're calling is on the other phone before you ever dial the number. That's quantum entanglement. They were picking up the phone to dial you when you were dialing them. Quantum entanglement. The night my mother died 10 years ago, I woke up at 4 o'clock soaking wet, having horrible nightmares about my mom and a bunch of other stuff. You know, and I couldn't, I just, I was awful. I just couldn't do it. Well, I find out, and I flew up to see, to do a seminar that same day in St. Louis, and I found out when I got off the plane that my mother had died at 4 or 5 o'clock that evening, that same morning, when I was awakened. That's quantum entanglement. That's why we know a lot of times what our children are doing or something's going wrong with our kids. We can feel it in our spirit.
Quantum entanglement. Wow. Ted, hold that thought. Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report. Our guest, Dr. Ted Brower, his website, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Definitely visit his website and also get a sign up for his newsletter. Give us 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Our very special guest is Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. That's his website, healthmasters.com. And order all of your nutritional supplements from Healthmasters. Folks, DUG5, D-O-U-G-5, that's the coupon code, the promo code for Healthmasters until further notice. But you know what? I'd order soon. Okay, because his products are the greatest. Right now I'm drinking, actually. I'd show you, but no, you can't see it. Purple Stick right here. Purple Stick. Fantastic. Those are fantastic. Purple Sticks from healthmasters.com. And I do take all of his nutritional supplements. I am 100% sold on. There's nothing like them. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find the quality. I mean, the quality is unmatched. It's superior to anything you'll find. And that is me saying it. I'm walking proof of it. So there that is. A couple of things before we get back to Ted. I just want to say thank you so much. Mary Ann from Oakville, Canada. Oakville. Thanks so much for the photographs you sent. They'll be put to good use. Gosh, my goodness. And also, Ted, not this Ted, but Ted from Kansas. Thank you so much for your letter today. I received a letter in the mail and a lot of information in that letter as well. Ted, thank you so much for taking the time out to write what you have written, and everyone who has written letters and sent cards. I just want to say thank you so much. It means a lot to us, and we really appreciate your listenership. And I know Ted does too, and Ted and his son Austin, they do a program right here on the Global Star Radio Network Monday through Friday as well. What a great program that is. I'm a couple of programs behind actually listening to them, but they've got this just a great platform on Global Star, and of course it's heard right after our program as well. And one more thing before we get back to Ted. You know, 2017, we are in a period like no other in my view. But let me ask you, are you a small business are you looking to grow? But you can't afford the big price tag associated with the big talkers, right? I mean, man, so many people are there. I want to advertise. I want to reach a large audience, but I can't afford the cost of advertising rates. I mean, some of these advertising rates on radio stations in the larger markets, $400 or $500 a minute. It's just incredible. Folks, we have a special for you. We've created a very special limited time offer that will provide you with the platform, national, international exposure at a fraction of the price of these nationally syndicated big talkers. And all the while getting your business in front of millions, and I mean millions of listeners, potential clients, and customers. You can experience the same level of advertising with us, with Hagmann Report, than elsewhere. Folks, go to HagmannReport.com and go all the way down to the bottom. That's right, we hit it all the way down to the bottom because we have a very limited number of these slots available. Go all the way down to the bottom, and right there you'll see advertise with us. All right, advertise with Hagmann and Hagmann. Get your business jump started today. You click on that, all the facts are right there. Okay, and the reason I'm mentioning this is 2017. Get geared up for 2017 because it's going to be like a year like no other. Now, getting back to Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com, right before the break, talking about quantum entanglement. You've all experienced it, I'm sure, at some level or another. And Ted, you're right, man. I mean, you get off the plane. I'll ask you, is that like deja vu?
Quantum entanglement. Well, here's what quantum entanglement is. Every photon in the universe, now we're talking photon, we're talking atomic structure stuff. Every photon in the universe knows what every other photon is doing in the universe at the exact same second. Wow. That's been proven by the physicist. Every photon knows what every other photon is doing. That's quantum entanglement because we're all linked together interdimensionally. So it's pretty cool when you stop to think about it. By the way, one quick comment. The listeners on the Hagmann Show, you guys, thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I mean, everybody takes multiple vitamins, and when you buy those from us, it helps us to stay on Global Star. It helps support who the people are that we support. So it really is a good unison, a good unity for us, and it's very synergistic. So many of you who haven't even tried our products yet, try the multiple vitamin because you're buying those anyhow from the box stores in most cases. And I think our vitamin's like $25 for a month's supply. Highest quality methylated B vitamins you're going to get. Incredible methylcobalamin for the B12s. I mean, this product is amazing. It's just an incredible product, just the multiple vitamin alone. Plus, I also want to encourage you. We have such a good response every time we're on the Hagmann Show that if you're a potential advertiser, and looks like Doug said, if you don't want to pay $400 or $500 a minute, advertise on Doug's show. It's a huge response, and the Hagmann listeners are the most educated, best-informed listeners I've ever seen, period, in all of the times that I've been on radio. Now, we were on Coast to Coast a few years ago with George Norrie, and they have a huge audience, too, but it rivals the Hagmann's audience. And go ahead and get the pricing on Coast to Coast and how expensive that is. Plus, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it. I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. When you advertise and you go on Coast to Coast, they come out of the woodwork. I mean, you get some really smart people and some really strange people. I've never had that with the Hagmann listeners. They're always incredible, and they're very, very, they're just really good people. I get so many great letters, and so many people have heard me on Hagmann. They listen to our show now. So, yes, it's a great advertising platform for you guys. And plus, when you're at the Hagmann website, go to the little spot where it says donate, keep Hagmann on the line, that kind of stuff. You know, if everybody listening tonight gave them $1 or $5 or $10 or $100 as a Christmas present, it'll really make a huge difference as far as generating revenue for Hagmann's. Because, guys, this is a huge platform that we have in alternative media with the Hagmann and Hagmann Show. And we've got to keep it healthy. And we've got to keep it prosperous. And we've got to keep it blessed. But let's go back to what we were talking about. I'm going to repeat the last sentence I said one more time. We need to realize, as I've covered on previous shows, our DNA is a coiled helix, a Tesla receiving sending unit, so to speak, that transmits via longitudinal and scalar waves interdimensionally. We are basically a bio antenna that through frequencies and light photons are connected through quantum entanglement interdimensionally. What this means is that we are created in God's image. Now, please get that clear in everybody's mind tonight. We, over the millennium, due to various reasons, have been detuned, so to speak. That's why we use less than 10% of the brains and why our scientists still classify a large portion of our DNA as junk DNA because they simply don't understand it, but it is not junk DNA. Now, so the idea that we are alone is just wrong. Reality is that when Lucifer and his followers were cast out of heaven and they invaded the earth, through time they've been known as the serpent gods, the Anunnaki, the snake brothers, demons, jinn, Quetzalcoatl. These serpent gods also formed and went into what are called the royal bloodlines of the gods. We'll talk about just in a few more minutes. But they're basically different names for the same demonic entities, Lucifer and the fallen angels. These are, again, interdimensional aliens. When Constantine in 323 made Christianity the state religion of Rome, he brought us many pagan beliefs into the church. He also removed the Book of Enoch from the Bible. Okay, this is the kind of stuff they did to basically confuse the people and to not let them realize what was happening. I'm going to read you part of this. This is the Book of Enoch, chapter 46, 1 through 2. I love this verse. Now, this is not canonized scripture, but it's an apocryphal text. I believe we need to look at it to try to understand what happened with the giants and the fallen angels. And it said, "There I beheld the Ancient of Days, whose head was like white wool, and with him another whose countenance resembled that of a man. His countenance was full of grace like one of the holy angels. Then I inquired of one of the angels who went with me and who showed me every secret thing concerning this Son of Man, who he was, whence he was, and why he was accompanied by the Ancient of Days. He answered and he said to me, 'This is the Son of Man to whom righteousness belongs, with whom righteousness has been dwelt, and who will reveal all the treasures of that which is concealed. For the Lord of Spirits has chosen him, and his portion has surpassed all before the Lord of Spirits in everlasting uprightness.'" Wow. Now, remember, prior to the 18th century, scholars had believed the Book of Enoch to be irretrievably lost, composed long before the birth of Christ, and considered to be one of the most important pieces of Jewish literature. It was only known from fragments and from pieces and from references to other texts. James Bruce changed all this by procuring several copies of this book through the Ethiopian Bible. These were the first complete editions of the Book of Enoch ever to be seen in Europe. The Book of Enoch remained in darkness until 1821, when the long years of dedicated work by a professor of Hebrew at the University of Oxford were finally rewarded the publication of the first ever English translation of the Book of Enoch. Guys, this is so important that you understand the Book of Enoch and you read through it. Enoch chapter 7 verse 10 says, "Then these fallen angels," this is what they're referring to, "took wives, each choosing for himself whom they began to approach and with whom they cohabitated, teaching them sorcery, incantations, and the dividing of roots and trees. And the women conceiving brought forth giants, whose stature numbered 300 cubits. They devoured all which the labor of men produced until it became impossible to feed them, when they turned themselves against men in order to devour them. And the men began to sin against the birds, the beasts, the reptiles, and fishes, to eat their flesh one after another and to drink their blood. Then the earth approved the unrighteousness." I mean, guys, think about this for a second. This all happened back with Noah, and when Noah finally said that all thoughts of all men were evil all of the time, and God basically had to clean the clock and clean these guys out, and that's what happened with the flood. See, the idea that we are alone is just plain wrong, and we have to understand that. This is the type of stuff that the entities have done throughout time. They basically cover up their tracks, like taking the Book of Enoch out of the Bible. They operate in the shadows through people who have given themselves over to them to do their bidding. More on those people in a moment. The religious establishment, the Roman Church 323, wanted this information covered up lest we ask too many questions. One point here, these demons have no creative imagination, remember that, but they can twist and manipulate God's creations. These things are deceivers. Satan is the father of lies. They create an inversion of the material, of the natural order of God, that what is up is down. They use upside down crosses, pyramids, love is hate. He's here to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's why the demons and their human followers are obsessed with death, because it is an inversion of life that God has given us. Plus, they sacrifice or sodomize a human child if the energy is created via light photons that these entities actually consume, according to the research that I've read. Hence, abortion, pedophilia, human sacrifice, Baal, Moloch, the sacrifice of children and infants, sacrifice of virgins, young girls before puberty. The Satanists worship these fallen ones. It's all about destroying and killing. They are the father. They are the devil's father. Jesus called them out in the Book of John. I'm going to read you this out of John real quick. This is John chapter 7, chapter 8, verses 33. They declared to him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Verse 39. "Abraham is our father," they answered. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things of your own father, whom your own father does. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. Only father we have is God himself. Jesus calls him out. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and now I'm here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. God sent me. This is what he's saying. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you aren't able to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, this is why I wanted to share that verse with you, because we're telling you that the Lucifer, these people are liars. They lie about everything because they're covering up their tracks and what they do. The Satanists worship these following ones. It's all about killing. That's all they care about. God's natural order is life in abundance. This is why these demons don't care about what they destroy. 200 species a day are going extinct on this planet right now as we speak. 200 species a day of plant, of animals, of God's creation, going extinct, never to be seen again. They don't care about that. Lucifer comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. I'm going to tell you why he's doing that. Fukushima, GMOs, chemtrails, vaccines, fluoride, trans fats, aspartame, pornography. Anything that debilitates or destroys is their mantra. Just like their father, Lucifer, who comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. This is basically a death cult. All of the pollution and destruction of the environment and what it wants, because is what these death cults want, because that is their nature. In reality, they're trying to create their own reality on this planet by destroying God's creation. It is basically that they're at war with Yahweh, and they have been for millennium. Again, the devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, period. But the church has come, but the Bible says that Jesus has come, Yahweh has come to bring life, and that life more abundantly. These people who follow them are psychopaths. They have no empathy, remorse, shame, sympathy, and they're basically inverting the truth because they're pathological liars. They're basically energy parasites. Satan comes, the Bible says that Satan runs about seeking those who may devour. No limit is to what they will do because they have no emotional consequences for their actions. Perfect example, the Babylonian banking system, the Federal Reserve, totally parasitic. I mean, they go into a country, they enslave its people to their Federal Reserve Bank through their fiat money, and they steal their resources, destroy the country, and no remorse, only greed. That's why Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, because these guys, they're in love with greed, they're in love with money, and they only care about power and lust, and they want to invert God's natural order and destroy his creation. Let's look at the Garden of Eden. It's kind of like the movie Avatar, Doug. You know, God created a beautiful movie, a beautiful garden, and Satan came in to destroy and to steal what God had created. Lucifer is here to change the frequency, to separate you from God, to overload your energy field, to prevent your seeing the truth and obtaining synchronicity with God through Christ, a resonance match. The Bible says it has a veil that has been placed over the mind of the unbeliever. This veil or energy field prevents the person from seeing the truth and prevents them from looking for their true purpose in life. So this veil can only be lifted by Christ. Let me give you the verse on this. This is 2 Corinthians. And it says, this is a New International Version, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ. This is very, very important that you understand this. Who is in the image of God? The New Living Translation. Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is in the exact likeness of God, as it tells us in the book of Hebrews. English Standard Version. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now, guys, I could do a whole Bible study just on this, but we don't have time tonight because I wrote like 24 pages. And yes, if you look at this, it's all handwritten notes. If I stop for a second and have to look at my own notes, it's because my handwriting is not as good as it needs to be. But I wanted to share that with you out of Corinthians. For we are beings of energy. That's how biological transmutation works. We literally pull energy out of the frequency we are in. The demons are basically the same way, but they have separated themselves from God. They cannot get energy from the Creator, from Yahweh. So they have to distort the energy through child sacrifice, abortion, war, hate, sufferings to feed themselves. Low vibrational energy. That's why child sacrifice has always been demanded by them. This is what the pedophiles do. Again, they are a distortion of the natural order. It's kind of like the movie Matrix. The machines are using the energy from the humans to run the machines, and they're using us as batteries if you look at that one movie. These demons create this negative light photonic energy to feed themselves. Satan runs about again as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. That is why war and abortion is continually created, the never-ending war on terror to keep everybody in a low energy state. The problem is stress from these events create energetic distortions that causes sickness and disease, hatred, bitterness, jealousy, envy. They all distort your natural energy field, which is love from God, elevating cortisol, which stops your digestion and leads to diseases like cancer and really bad arthritic conditions and inflammatory diseases. Guys, one of the things that you have to do, especially now we have during the Christmas holidays, God gave you Jesus Christ, gave him to you, that if you accept him, you become one with God through the Holy Spirit, in blood covenant with God Almighty. If you've got bitterness or anger right now, I'm talking to somebody right now, look at me, I can see you looking at me, I can feel it, and you've got bitterness or anger right now in your heart towards a loved one, towards a relative, towards a coworker, and you're just angry, you got to realize something, guys, ladies. That doesn't hurt them. It hurts you. It just seeds to cancer. I spoke to a lady just the other day who was so angry and so bitter of a friend of hers that she had for years because they, quote, done her wrong. And I said, look, I said, here's the deal. It's not hurting that person. This is hurting you. You know, this is how you get yourself cancer. This is how you die. You have that bitterness and anger. You've got to learn to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. That's very, very important. So love and forgiveness stops this cycle. You know, my brother in Iowa, bless his heart, absolutely hates my dad because my dad got divorced, married my mom, and my sister and I were born here in Florida. And my brother is like 80 years old now, and he's still angry. And the last time I talked to him, I just had enough of it, Doug. And I looked at him, I said, dude, what's wrong with you? I said, Dad's been dead since 1984, and you're still angry. I mean, you should have forgiveness in your heart. I said, it's not your problem or my problem that Dad had problems with our moms, that he divorced your mom, divorced my mom. I said, what does that have to do with anything? Dad is gone. My mom is gone. Your mom is gone. Everybody's gone. But you're still holding the bitterness and the anger. I said, there's no point in that. We need to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. That's what's so critical with all of us, is that we understand that God is love, and we're to emulate the love that he shows to all of us, because he gave us Jesus for absolutely no reason, because he loved us. The whole reality that we live in is an inversion of what the Garden of Eden was. Michael Elner said it this way. Now, guys, listen to this quote. This is an incredible quote. He said it this way. Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. Everything's inverted. Isn't that an incredible quote, Doug?
Indeed.
And it goes on. He goes on to say, these entities are in reality very close to ours. They're right next to our dimension. This is one of the purposes of CERN, to change our reality, become closer to theirs. Also to open portals into their reality, allowing them entry. Doug, in fact, you did a really good show a few weeks ago with Tom Horn and Steve Quayle on this. Oh, yeah. Those are two great men of God, by the way. There's a reason, listen to this, Doug. There's a reason that Google, the corporation, had 427 meetings with Obama in the White House during his term. 427 meetings with Google and Obama in the White House. Because all these people are tied together with NASA and with Singularity University. Kurzweil has said that by 2030, human brain will be connected to the cloud. This is crazy. They will facilitate the energy exchange, and free thought will stop. You'll be connected to the artificial intelligence we covered on the last show, which is the computer connected interdimensionally to Lucifer himself. They will create a subhuman, not a superhuman, a human that can be controlled by Lucifer, because you're connected to the cloud through your brain, through an implant. Autistic children. Why are there so many? Why are there so many autistic children? We talked about this before.
Yep.
They're a very easy vessel to inhabit. There's literally probably close to a million of them now in the United States. The numbers are staggering. The children that are either emotionally slightly damaged or full-blown autistic from the immunizations. They know the immunizations are causing these conditions. They know that. They know the GM foods are causing it. They know Nagalase is causing it. Bradstreet and Gonzalez did extensive research on it. They both were, quote, suicided. We did the show a year and a half ago, had huge numbers. I think 8 million viewers on that show alone. Guys, this is what's going on. They're not telling us the truth of what's going on. They know how to stop autism. They know it's directly linked to the food, to the chemtrails, to the GMOs, and to the immunizations or the vaccines they're giving these kids. Basically, they're open vessels for demonic control. The government knows this, and they don't want to change it. Humans won't be able to think without the cloud. They'll be controlled interdimensionally. No free thinking. Just the energy vampire, fallen angels, demons controlling humanity and the human consciousness. Nanobots, smart dust, infuse everything to become part of this reality. Look at the chemtrails, the GMO, the Morgellons. These demons want to control and create a synthetic world with synthetic people connected to a Luciferian AI system. But we are waking up. Praise God. Praise God we're waking up, because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. These Luciferians or these Illuminatis, whoever you want to call them, or the Council of 300 or whatever, they don't care about us trying to change the reality on our own, because they know you can. Now listen to me for this. This is so important. But what they do care about is the knowledge of interdimensional physics, because once we grasp that when we connect to Jesus and we're back to God through scalar waves, and that prayers are scalar waves, and that we can physically change the reality of the planet and the energy field around the planet, they know their game is over, because we can take control. We had a massive change in the entire energy field that circles the planet at 9/11. There was a massive drop in frequency when all those people died. It's like there was a great disturbance in the energy field. And to use another vernacular from a movie, Star Wars, back in the 70s, when one of the planets was destroyed by the killer planet killer, Yoda said, there's been a great disturbance in the Force. Now, you think, well, why are you quoting all of these movies? Guys, the reason I'm quoting all these movies is these movies are telling you what they're doing. These movies are done by these Hollywood Satanists who are basically trying to program you, but they've got to tell you in advance what they're planning on doing. That's why I'm telling you what the motives of these movies are. They're basically tying us together into an artificial intelligence, and they know they can change the energy field around the planet by doing that. They want to facilitate that and make that much, much easier for them. Now, let's go ahead and keep on going with this. But what they do is they don't care about this, because they know that once we understand who Jesus Christ is, we can fix this, we can correct it. That's why they're doing everything to destroy our Christian culture. Because Christians have the power through Jesus and the Holy Spirit to change this world. The globalists want us asleep and not to think, but to watch TV and to stay in an alpha and theta wave brain state. They want us to believe that there's only 1, 2, 3 dimensions, that's all there is. They tell you, CERN, nothing to see here. Chemtrails, AI, Morgellons, GMOs, immunizations, vaccines, fluoride, autism, smart dust, sexual perversion, drugs, soul cooking, satanic network, secret society, real prayer, transhumanism, nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. Why do you guys want to do this? It's interesting, because when you start talking about Genesis chapter 6 and this demonic entities and where they live, here's an article, a quote from Eben Alexander, who actually died. Now, when he died, here's what he saw. He heard the sound of rhythmic pounding that was distant, yet strong. It a little like a heartbeat, but darker and more mechanical, like the sound of metal against metal, as if a giant subterranean blacksmith is pounding an anvil somewhere off in the distance, pounding so hard that the sound vibrated to the earth or the mud or wherever you are. And I'll finish that quote.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear that. Wow. Folks, Dr. Ted Brower, right here in studio. Well, almost in studio. Look at him. You can see his smiling face, his lack of gray hair. Full head of hair nonetheless. Folks, we're going to be right back with Dr. Ted Brower. Healthmasters.com is his website. Give us three. We'll be right back.